Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You can take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on a Sunday morning, 22nd day of September. Good morning to ya!
Morning.
And a good morning to all y'all in Peachtree Corners.
Peachtree Corners.
Peachtree Corners kicking off the acknowledgments this morning. The acknowledgments this morning. I got a lot of things that I just stuff that has happened, and I've run into people and been around. You know, I ran into, like, in the lobby this past week, couldn't get up there and gave me an excuse to, like, fumble around so I could spend more time with him. Larry Tinsley.
Man.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's the
kind of week I had. Just bumping into people, and when you bump into Larry Tinsley, you're going to have some more people, then that's like Ricky Henderson. That's your leadoff hitter, like Ricky Henderson leadoff hitter. Anyway. How you doing, man? How's your week?
Oh, week is good because Falcons won Monday night.
Yes, they did. And
you know what I mean?
They did it. You can talk about how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, it's been how many days since that happened?
We've been, what, 6 days?
Yeah, I forgot how it happened.
You know what I mean?
I just even checking the W column.
We just know that it – absolutely. It's a game a lot of people felt like we should have lost. But the Falcons go up there and find a way to get a win. Boy, coming down the field with just that little bit of time left.
They say that a quarterback in a new system, that's where they're most comfortable.
Yep.
That's what I have been told.
Yep, the two-minute.
And so.
Because you just do it. You know, you just do it. The receivers know where to go. You know what I mean? Eagles gave them the coverage to do it in. That's the other thing.
I don't know what's more frustrating. Knowing that we had all that talent that we saw pop on Monday night here last year, or if you're a Philly fan, once again, it's a continuation of last year. Both of them are looking over their shoulder going, I thought we got past this, you know, or in a positive way, what's going on with the Falcons. But, yeah, we're going to spend some time talking about what we saw and then.
Which Falcons offense do we get today? You know, so
I ain't worried about the offense.
And a lot of it is dictated by the defense. Philadelphia defense is not the Pittsburgh defense.
No, it is not. And nor is it. And Atlanta defense, well, let's just put it this way. Philly's offense is not Kansas City's offense.
True.
So that's what I'm looking forward to.
True.
This is where you hang your hat and speculate about what this game could be.
You had a quarterback in Philadelphia that some people still have some doubt about or some question about. Ain't no doubt about this dude we facing today.
And weren't they supposed to be the same level quarterbacks too? A few years back, they had the same skill set.
Yeah, the same skill set.
And one pulled away, and the other one's still sort of.
Dude, this dude is in a lane all by himself that we're going to get to see here tonight. He's in a lane all by himself. Patrick Mahomes, you know, you and I follow jazz. He's like John Coltrane playing football. Improvisation. Creativity, spontaneity.
That's very good.
Right?
That's very good.
Right.
The only difference is I come up with something a little bit, because he does get the appreciation.
Miles Davis.
There you go. I'd say he's more Miles Davis.
Miles
gets the appreciation. John Coltrane don't get the appreciation.
Okay.
But you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is that you have these other talents that aren't, but were supposed to be. We can name names, but you know who those guys were. It's been a really, really interesting beginning of this season. Nobody thought they'd see what they've seen out of Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Especially with all the conversation and noise going on in the beginning. But the other thing about what you just said and Philadelphia, it's hard to believe when you take a step back. And it also gives you reason to revisit something that was always said about Nick Saban. He put all them other players in the league. But it's only been recently where he's put quarterbacks.
Yeah.
And you look at the two quarterbacks.
And they all got stories right now.
You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Both of his quarterbacks.
Three of them.
Well, I was thinking Carolina. I'm thinking of Philly.
And Philly. And then, of course, Tua.
I try not to because he's kind of out of the –
He's not really playing.
You can't critique his play right now.
Yeah, but he's part of it that people were waiting to see. And this was supposed to be the year. This was supposed to be the year that everything was going to come together.
Were all the pieces healthy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the three of them have their, you know, but at least the one in Philly got paid.
That's true.
The one in Philly got paid.
And he ascended the woman who's his agent.
Right,
because she did it right. She had to do it right too, And she did a great job. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. All right, let me run down what's going on here because we are the opening act for a big, a huge day of football. This is not just leading you up to a 1 o'clock kickoff.
Nope.
You got the A-team in here all day. We're going to turn things over to the Steakhouse.
Yep.
Steak and Sandra will be coming on. Dukes and Bell. Everybody's working today. All hands on deck. So we use our time to give you a little bit more than just football.
Yep. Because we got other stuff happening.
Yeah.
We got a team in the playoffs today. Local team in the playoffs. We got a local team that's fighting for the playoffs. That had a draw last night. Talking about Atlanta United 2-2. Dream open WNBA playoffs later on today. So we got those things happening. NASCAR ran last night.
Ain't nobody else going to be talking NASCAR around today.
Kyle Larson got the win.
That's right.
Chase Elliott second, Bubba Wallace third. We talked about that up at Bristol last night. So
And Junior was out there in the car, wasn't he?
I think he ran the Xfinity race.
Yeah.
Ran the Xfinity
He was in the car. So,
yeah.
Got a fresh casting call for you. There is money flying through the air despite the situation going on with the film industry. We do not have Noel today. As I said, all hands are on deck. So we're going to replace Noel's world with our returning back to the band.
Yeah, man.
We got Ringo back. We got Eric, come on
Eric
in here,
Slaughter,
man.
What's
Eric
going
Slaughter,
on, man? What's
I mean, that's high praise right there. I mean,
yeah.
You know.
Look at you.
I didn't call you Billy Preston like the fifth Beatle. I put you in the band.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm one of the, what was it, Fab Four is what they used to call them, boys?
They used to call them a number of things, but yes, Ringo was the Fab Four, just like that. By the way, Eric's going to come out here. Yesterday, do you know what was going on yesterday? I'm going to tell you what was going on around the corner up the block.
I know what was going on.
Down by the barbershop, right?
Absolutely. The HBCU Fest.
No, it ain't. No, not that.
Oh, okay.
Don't give it away now either.
All right.
Is my little tease.
Okay.
Speaking of HBCU, though, you and Sam will be doing a deep dive into that coming up in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Because that's what you do. But there was an event in Castleberry.
I met
a woman with a very thick English accent. And I'm going to tell you what we were talking about. But I've been doing some networking lately. I've been getting out of the house and doing well. Not at Pops is gone, and my focus is back on doing what we need to do. And I'm out there hustling again. I'm running into folks and running into things. By the way, you folks at Georgia State, I think you literally are messing with me. And you don't want to mess with me on a day like that. The eye is out again.
Really?
On Georgia State University. You know, I'm a man who loves the skyline. So when I come in, I just admire and really enjoy what Atlanta skyline looks like. And I have unfortunately had to come in here at time to time and talk about Georgia State University is not fully spelled out. It's Georgia State University. And normally we can get past that, but no, y'all want to get over to Home Depot, get to Lowe's and get some light bulbs because the country will be looking at us tonight. Right?
It will be. They have that thing flying
over. They have the drones all over this city. You want to be acknowledged. You want to see that beautiful building.
Would the blimp be here?
Maybe.
Blimp still flies now.
Yeah. I don't know if them dudes had a meeting and said, we ain't bringing this thing over to a place where the roof is closed.
No. I think it's open tonight.
Really?
I think we're open.
We need to find that out. I'm sure Steak and those guys will find out. The roof's going to be open.
I think we're open today.
So it was something going on in Castleberry I want to talk about, and I will tell you about that. But, yeah, you guys, Georgia State University, that's what we should be seeing out there. So please do your best.
Well, they're still celebrating from last Saturday from beating Vanderbilt.
Big win.
And they didn't play yesterday. They're off there getting ready for the big matchup next Saturday against Georgia Southern, who picked up a check down at Ole Miss yesterday.
Now, of course, Sam mentioned some of the other sports that we're going to be talking about here. But listen, forgive us for burying the lead. We will spend some time talking about, as Mr. Crenshaw put it, the Ohtani effect.
Yep. Got to.
We got to talk about that. That's coming up before
we end
this hour.
Along with baseball, we mentioned, the Braves won yesterday.
Yes, they did.
6-2. They're hanging and got a good effort from Max Fried. That was good. We needed to sweep these guys this weekend. They ended up losing the game Friday. So hopefully today they can go and they can finish stuff up with the Marlins, man.
So let's do this so we don't have to have it come into our next segment here. As you know, when we come back after being gone for 6 days, we like to give you our story of the week. And so, Eric, if you please.
It's time for Sam and Greg's story of the week.
Could be sports.
Grapefruit League activity.
Could be news.
Could be entertainment.
This is our first time on the VMAs.
It could be, well, anything.
You know what I'm saying?
Sam and Greg's story of the week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Here's Sam and Greg.
I got a good one. So you got to. I went first last week.
I think we already kind of went with mine. Basically, was the Falcons winning Monday night? I just thought that was huge.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that was big. You know, to set the stage for the week. Another primetime game coming up tonight, but to get that win the way they did it, and been in the Monday night spotlight for quite some time, and to get the win up there, I think was big for the team, big for Coach Raheem Morris, just big for everything that's happening with the Falcons right now. So I thought, to me, that was a big thing that happened this week, man.
Okay. You know, ours doesn't always have to be in sports, so
right,
I'm
going
to ask you this. Do you know what happens on September 29th? We're at September 22nd right now, but on September 29th, something happens for all of us that I did not know about. When I heard this news, I went, oh, well, that's my story of the week. Starting September 29th, for 57 days, okay, we are going to have a second moon. Yeah, that's the face I made, too, when I heard that.
Really?
We're going to have a second.
They're going to be side by side.
They're going to be a second moon. Here's the deal. I'm going to explain this to you.
What kind of magnifying glass you got to have to see both of them?
From September 29th to November 25th, a passing asteroid will be pulled into Earth's gravity, sort of like a window shopper, before returning to its normal orbit around the sun. Objects that get captured by our gravitational force for a short time are known as mini moons. All right. This one, named, it actually gave it a name already. It ain't even here yet. They already gave it a name. Asteroid 2024 PT5. Asteroid 2024 PT5.
Okay.
I want to know where 1 through 4 went.
Yeah, really?
Okay.
You're down to 5.
It came from the, and I can't pronounce this word, Arjuna asteroid belt near the sun, about 93 million miles away. So there you go. September 29th. And now, here's the deal. It ain't going to be all that big. It's going to be circling. Now, you won't really be able to say hello without a professional telescope, but it's about the size, they said, of a couple buses.
Yeah.
And you got to know where to look, but yeah, we're going to have another moon.
So wow.
I just figured that was going to be worth it for 57 days.
Okay.
And then, it's gone.
Ah.
Come and gone. You got to like that.
Yikes.
All right, coming up, Sam and Greg, before we shut down this 6 o'clock hour, we're going to get into college football next. Talk about the Ohtani impact. And will she or won't she? That's the question throughout the show. Will she or won't she?
Huh?
We'll just leave it at that.
Huh?
In other words, an attendee to tonight's game. Will she or won't she?
Oh, my goodness.
Because we don't know. And when I was up here the other day, they didn't know. You got to imagine. Now, it may already be known. But I'm just saying, if I'm sitting here on Friday and I got to sit on a suite, possibly to give to somebody,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, listen, we are just getting started. Thank you for letting us be a part of your Sunday mornings, your weekend mornings. Again, with Eric on the other side of the glass this morning, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 9829thegame.com, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Allo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. You can let that breathe a little bit more, Eric. This is good because we're going to talk about this for a second. We came back with some J5.
Yeah.
Did you have a J5 picture in your house? On your wall? Not,
probably.
Not Jackson 5. J5.
J5. Man, that's what the cartoon show.
Yep.
You think, yep, right?
But we are doing this with a heavy heart. You know, we just as we get used to Michael, and how many years has that been?
Yeah.
Got the word last week that Tito Jackson, the one with the hat, the one playing the guitar, as opposed to Jermaine on the other side who played bass.
Yeah.
Passed away, and you heard the news, and suffered from a heart attack while he was out in the car, which, you know, hopefully it was stopped.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anyway, so throughout this morning, going to play some Jackson 5. But Tito was the name that you always, if you couldn't remember none of the other brothers, everybody remembered Tito, right?
Why is that, right?
They, you know Michael, and then you ask somebody, well, who are the other brothers? And he said, well, Tito, right? And the jokes that were always made about the Jackson 5, when he got past Michael, Tito had a, you know, had that name.
Yeah. Yep. He was over there doing his thing, man. He was over there, his thing was on guitar.
They were playing. They were outperforming as the Jacksons, which, you know, in and of itself is kind of strange when you think about who was singing all the songs. But they were doing it without Jermaine, too.
Okay.
Now, that whole beef with him and Motown and, you know.
I think that's long been.
Right. But he didn't. Priest, he hasn't been out with them now. You would think that he would join his brothers now. And then during that session, he could do, you know, his one or two hit songs. Let's Get Serious, I think that was one.
Oh, yeah. He had quite a few.
And then.
Quite a few.
But he didn't join them as the Jacksons because of his, you know. Randy not. Well, Randy might be with him.
Yeah.
But I just saw that Jermaine wasn't Marla with him.
Yeah.
That's just.
Jackie.
He should be out there on the road with his brothers. Anyway.
Well, maybe now he will.
And maybe he will. By the way, at some point, I have to mention to you, speaking of the Jacksons, the guy who wrote the songs or some of the biggest songs you didn't know helped Michael out, like Rob Temperton.
Yep.
Do you think people know the songs that he wrote and know who he is?
Oh, man. He's a behind-the-scenes guy, but very, very big presence.
Wrote Thriller.
Big
people
presence.
Think Michael wrote it. No, this dude wrote it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to run down some of those songs that he wrote. But anyway, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Where do we start? Georgia being off with college football from yesterday. What caught your attention early on? We can just go from there throughout the day or?
Well, we were watching. Obviously, we were watching Georgia Tech, and we're going to do a deeper dive into them in the 8 o'clock hour, hoping that, you know, we see this team reemerge that we saw in the opening week against Florida State.
Right.
And they went up to Louisville, and we found out, you know, they couldn't keep up, you know, with Louisville. Louisville ends up getting the win over them yesterday. And, you know, it's you know, you wanted to see them do it. If you look on the stat page, and, in you know, we're going to have Chad Bishop later on, Tech won in practically every category. First downs, yardage, time of possession, everywhere but the scoreboard, where it was, you know, ended up being 31-19, Louisville with the win. And, you know, giving up big plays. Just couldn't stop giving up big plays. And then they got stopped on some short yardage situations, too. They were down around the one, couldn't get in the goal line. Didn't y'all watch Philadelphia the other night? Didn't y'all know how to do the tush push? Come on now.
No, because if everybody knew how to do it, they would do it.
You need 1 yard. You got 1 yard to get. You know, stack somebody up there, get behind that quarterback, and push him over the line. Come on.
Maybe they don't have that unique behind on the line to get behind.
That you can do that. Maybe so. Maybe not. But that's what we noticed. The other thing in the two more things in the ACC, North Carolina losing to James Madison 70-50. That's some basketball. When I first saw it, I was like, they're playing basketball already up at North Carolina?
Yeah, really.
And Clemson with a big-time win, 59-35 over NC State. And a lot of people think NC State may have been that third team outside of Florida State and Clemson. And I think Clemson's doing some stuff quite intentionally. I mean, after their loss to Georgia in the season opener, a lot of people ready to pour dirt on Clemson and say, y'all ain't who you been, and you're not going to be that anymore. And, you know, rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated.
Well, listen. Let's
show us. You know,
they're sitting there at 19 right now, as far as rankings. But the whole—I
mean, they're putting the points up there. They're doing this with a message.
That the whole ACC doesn't make you kind of curl up the corner of your lips. You know, when you think about the ACC right now, and what is going on with it. The SEC, Big Ten, they're solid. and you know what those two conferences are. You're not sure what the ACC is right now. Moreover, what it will look like next year or whenever lawsuit ends or who wants to join it. That one to me is the wild card, and I don't know who to pick. As you said, the usual suspects aren't getting it done the way they used to.
Well, Florida State won last night.
Okay, Florida State won.
The funny thing about it is, I'm on with my niece because my niece is the one that's graduated from Florida State, mm-hmm. and is one there now. And the one that graduated there several years ago, when she got there, Florida State just program just went down, and the basketball went up. I said, "Hey, Florida State's become a basketball school while you're down there, right? The football was bad." And so her sister starts Florida State this year, and they lose to Georgia Tech. I said, "Uh-oh," you know.
Said, you don't get too soon.
And so she texted me pictures last night. See, I'm at the game and we won. And so you're not the problem. You're not causing them to lose. So
what I was going to say is, you talk about putting points up there. Getting back to Georgia Tech, the good news, if you want to hang your hat on something, is the fact that they've been putting up at least 25 points every game, even in the ones they lost.
Yep.
So you're looking at a team that can get into a shootout. And again, you don't know what this, everything is bright, shiny, and new with this program. And it's a work in progress. And so I'm hanging my head on that, at least. And then we're going to talk more Georgia Tech coming up.
One thing that happened at that game yesterday, Louisville, they honored Harry Douglas. He was at there yesterday, man. He's back at his alma mater, and they honored Harry yesterday. So congrats to him.
Harry's pretty. You've been catching Harry on the Four Letter Network.
Yeah,
he's kind of funny. He got that boy bad. You ever see that little segment?
He's doing some things. All right, we're bearing the lead because yesterday I was watching this game and I said we should be hearing Keith Jackson at the Rose Bowl, Pasadena, Southern Cal against Michigan. Man,
I had to close the door.
What, Nelly?
Sam, I'm telling you, I closed the door at my house, the back door. Because people would think I'm committing an assault on somebody who's yelling and cussing and screaming out the door. Jesse was like, she's down in the basement
Jesse's
with me.
Traumatized.
This is Tracy screaming like she's sitting there in the big house, or I take it back, like she's sitting at a truck stop watching the game.
Oh dear.
Oh man, I'm telling you. She ain't forgot one four-letter word from college or where she grew up. It really was. And
the way it ended, though, man, the way it ended.
Yeah, but you got to look at this Michigan team because nobody expected them to listen. First of all, UCLA went in and they won their game on the road, right? Yesterday?
No, not yesterday. They got up to a good start, but LSU beat them.
Oh, LSU came back and got them. So both of them dudes came was it east of the Mississippi?
Yeah,
just barely in USC. UCLA's case, but it looked like they were going to handle both of those games. And so I didn't check back with LSU, but I saw UCLA handling them earlier. But this USC back and forth, Lincoln Riley, these guys kept punching Michigan. But the one thing that they kept doing was running the ball, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a couple breakaways. And I just keep going back to what Marshawn Lynch said years ago. And they were asking him about his success and why he's successful. He goes, "Well, you keep hitting the so-and-so in the mouth, they'll eventually get tired." and that's basically what happened yesterday. But I don't know. I mean, I think that this is a Big Ten season that you're going to have to go and do, like Dan Campbell said for the Lions, go bite the kneecaps off of Ohio State. Because they pushed all the chips to the middle of the table.
Yeah, they really have.
All of them.
They really have. And that's what you watch when you watch that team. You know, before we get to that. But they gave a check to Marshall yesterday, and Ohio State was a winner. 49-14 final score in that one. And a lot of people, some people were watching Texas because Arch Manning got his first start. And I don't think.
Yeah, he was just okay.
He was, you know, he did his thing. I mean, they wanted to get the win. They got bigger things coming up for them. You know, down the road. So they just want to get a victory.
You know who's walking around with his chest puffed out?
Who's this now?
Right now, we just got you talking about what Ohio State's doing on the other side of that Big Ten thing is our own David Archer we talked to last week. Them boys are 3-0.
Yeah.
No, actually, they're not in the Big Ten. I keep forgetting that. Iowa and Iowa State.
Yeah.
He's in a different conference. But they're 0-3. They're 3-0 right now. And 52-7 over Arkansas State yesterday. But we're going to keep an eye out for our colleagues sake.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
give David a shout-out every Sunday morning we come in here and
but
see
here's
how
the
they
thing.
Do.
They're in the Big 12 where mm-hmm. we saw a game go down to the wire last night out in Colorado.
What you think? What you think of these guys so far, man? First of all, Deion, he's going after everybody. That's not with the program, for whatever you're saying. There was a big back and forth this past week between Finebaum and Stephen A., and these some folks are giving him a pass, meaning Deion, because he came out and attacked the media,
yeah,
so to speak.
Yeah.
And but he threw in that one little caveat. He said some. He didn't say all media. He said some of y'all are coming, and then he did what he does. And when he was saying that they were attacking his kids, I actually was thinking to myself, I ain't heard nobody say nothing about his kids. And as far as personally, other than the teams that they're playing, like the young kids on Colorado State last week were saying on social media.
Yeah, yeah.
But I haven't heard any credentialed media members talk about, or get personal with these kids. Have you?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've got that, but you talk about people on social media. And that's something you can't control.
Right.
You can't tell guys that age not to go on it or not to respond to some things. And some of that happens, So that's the other part of it. But a win like that, is good for their program. They're 3-1, regardless of mm-hmm. what people want to say about them. They're in a conference where, they're 3 wins away from a bowl game, potentially. So that's the big step in the right direction for the program is to make it to a bowl game. They weren't able to do that last year. The conference is a challenge, but it's not the challenge that they had last year going up against teams that were national championship contenders. So if this team stays healthy, the offensive line, Shadeur is still getting sacked some, and he's still running for his life a little bit on some plays, but he's making great things happen. And, man, Travis Hunter is just
– he's special.
Unbelievable.
He really is.
Unbelievable. Does he stand a chance for – Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, right now, if you had a draft player coming out of college, would he not be one of your top five picks?
Well,
because what you going to do with him at the next level? You got to decide.
Well, that's the question.
That's the thing. Well, it was the question
but that
coming
ain't
into college.
That's not Colorado's problem or Deion's. He's getting them ready for people to give him an opportunity at the next level.
Right.
But he's trying to win. He's trying to make this program relevant.
Relevant. He's done that.
Yeah, he's the outlier.
He's done that, right.
He's the reason why.
Absolutely. He's done that, and they're relevant. People are talking about him.
Shadeur is still holding on to the ball too long.
Yeah,
he really is, man. Yeah. He needs to get rid of that thing. And his daddy needs to quit telling everybody in the media how much he's making.
Yeah.
Y'all mad because he's making more than you.
Because people are going to talk about it.
That's
all that
right.
is.
Listen, the Ohtani effect came front and center this past week, and we're going to talk about that. Sam and Greg, on this Sunday morning, 22nd day of September, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey. This is a Sunday morning song.
My mom loved that song. Loved that song.
It's amazing the things we think about, right?
Oh, yeah, man.
They just pop in your head. Every time I hear Sam Cooke or Jackie Wilson, Thelma pops into my head.
Yeah, yeah. My mom loved that song.
Hey, we got to see what's going on around here. We haven't been here in a couple of days, and I'm going to let folks know what's happening here around the corner. Well, again, uh-oh. I mentioned this earlier on.
Oh, my.
It's all hands on deck around here today.
Yes, sir.
We get ready for Kansas City.
All
Falcons
day.
Tonight, that's right. We are the
and
opening
And the thing of it is you got to pace yourself, Greg, because the kickoff's not till 8:20.
Yep.
So you don't want to go out there and just run, like you would normally do, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, everything. And, oh, man, you got to build,
It's the same advice I give people when they get on a cruise ship.
Yeah,
when you take a cruise, you get on there about 3-4 in the afternoon,
yeah.
And then you start drinking then. Well, then you passed out by the time dinner comes around. Right? Or the ones that would get on there, they start drinking,
yeah.
And then they'd lay out in the sun.
Oh.
And then they'd get burned walking around like Frankenstein is out in the casino that night. So pace yourself. Don't eat a lot of breads either.
That's it.
Leave
that's
the breads
it.
Alone yep. that first day.
And if you're going to the game, save room for the hot dogs.
Oh, listen. Everything else on the side right now. We have not had a chance to pay tribute to this man.
Yep.
Arthur Blank and what he did.
Yeah.
In honor of him going,
well,
going
not just
into the
what,
ring.
What he did win. What he did win. Because this is also a big week for him because the hospital is going to open this
that's
week.
That's right.
Up the road, up on the North Street. They put a whole new exit off the
They redid that whole thing. They made this whole spaghetti. I used to live right there.
Right. What a tremendous week for him. But he deserves every bit of it.
And when you build a hospital and you're having a grand opening, what better healthy food to buy for those attending than to go out and purchase 100,000 hot dogs?
Well, it's not for the people for the hospital. This is for the game, right? Right? You know what I mean?
But the man went out, and as the story says, that he and his people made sure that there were 100,000 hot dogs available to everybody who's going out to the game tonight. Free hot dog, I think it's chips, and a drink.
Yeah. And, well, you got one of those returnable drinks. It's going to be a big, you know.
So you can go back and be.
Yeah, you can go back and fill that thing up all you want to the whole game.
You know, there's some folks that you don't want to give them a chance to go back. They'll just stand there. They won't go back to their seat.
They're going
to
get a big old cup, man, and they're going to go and fill it up all night tonight during the game tonight. But I mean, that's you know what, and that just goes back to him and his approach to everything that he does. If you look up a term, you know, customer service. You're going to see Arthur Blank's picture show up there because that's the bottom line of what he does. He knows his market, he knows his customers, and he gives them, you know, tries to provide them with what he knows they want and would enjoy. And I think everybody's going to enjoy the hot dogs.
Yeah, they are. Put one aside for me. All right. So again, we are the opening act. We got this kind of nonsense is going to take you until 10 o'clock, and then,
man, then
the football conversation starts. You got Steak Shapiro and Drew Butler. They're going to be at the Cigna by Hilton, 10 a.m. until 1.
Have you seen that place?
I've driven by it. I haven't been in there
yet. I've been inside because I knew someone that was having a party there, and they were just finishing it. They were still putting the last drops of paint in the place. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't quite done. Spectacular.
Oh, well, it'd have to be.
You know, spectacular
the
place.
The world is watching, and the country will be here tonight.
Yes.
So all them folks will be in there, and they're going to go back around the country. Oh, y'all got to stay at Cigna when you get to Atlanta. Then you got the one that they're building on the Gulch. By the way, I was thinking of this yesterday. Mm-hmm. I want to be a part of whatever's going on at the Gulch.
Man, they're a little bit of everything.
That's what I want. So you can find a spot for me.
My goodness.
I'll go down there. I'll do something. But I want to be a part of that for the next decade or so.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be some really, really special things happening down there.
Because I did a video for them talking about that area of Atlanta, but it was just, you know, railroad tracks.
Man, it's going to be a whole lot more.
Now, so let me tell you what's going on here. We've got, again, Steak and Drew. They're going to be over there at Cigna from 10 until 1.
Right.
Followed by Dukes and Bell.
Ah.
They will be there from 1 until 4.
Okay.
Followed by John Fricke and Joe Patrick.
Oh, man.
They will be there the smooth lot.
Yes.
From 4 until 6. So we got Joe coming on here in the 9 o'clock hour. So much like Abe. And by the way, shout out to Abe.
Yeah, man.
Abe was here, man.
Abe was here when we came through the door,
Abe was doing.
I hope he's somewhere with his feet propped up right now. We hope so.
No, himself in bed, horizontal. But anyway, so that's what's going on here. So like I said, we're the opening act, but we are going to get you ready for tonight's matchup, Falcons, Kansas City. And again, the question is, will she or won't she be here?
You know, and the thing of it is, you by now the networks have designated a crew just to watch. You know what I mean?
Sam,
it's that walking. You know, it's that camera that the NBA always has, where the team bus arrives.
Mm-hmm.
It's that same kind of thing. You just want to get the walking shot, right?
Yep.
How long has the NBA had that walking shot? That's been a staple with the NBA for almost 40 years. If you go back to the old NBA broadcast, man, from the 80s and whatnot.
That's how Dr. J got his – well, he was called an airport player.
Yeah.
But they didn't have no cameras there, but they would catch them sometimes coming through the airport. But walking through, yeah.
So that's what she's getting. That camera is setting up for that. Whoever it is, they're going to be there waiting to see whatever the limo. I'm trying to figure which
– Well, she's coming in the PDK.
Okay.
So that's first of all. She'd come right by my old house.
Okay.
Because that's where all the private jets come in, right there. And she'd get off there. By the way, if you're at the 157 Fighter Group or 57 Fighter Group, I don't know if there was a
Squadron or whatever it is.
Yeah, yeah. You got that
great
restaurant.
Sunday brunch. Great Sunday brunch.
Then there you go. You get there and you get yourself a spot where you can watch the planes come in and land. And everybody knows what Taylor Swift's jet looks like. And you can
I don't know what it looks like.
I don't know it either. But people who follow her know what it is.
Yo.
So you could sit out there if you don't want to deal with downtown traffic. It's kind of like when the Olympic torch came run through.
Yep.
There are people who knew certain spots where to go to.
And you pick your spot. It'd be very strategic.
Came right down Claremont.
There you go.
Right? So I had an apartment right there because 96 was down in Century Center. So they had a half a mile of people in front of the actual torch and limos and things like that. So I was watching, I had a camera in there, and then I ran down from my apartment and jumped in the street as the torch ran by me. I had a picture taken. So people know where to go to if they want to see Taylor, because that's what it's about. It's like Michael Jordan. There's some athletes you just want to look at for a minute, and that's enough. So she's going to come. Maybe she'll go to PDK, come down Claremont, you know, get off there at the, you know, on the connector. She can have a motorcade.
She could take MARTA.
Now, that would be something.
There's a MARTA station right there by PDK.
Yes. You know, you're absolutely right. Get a film crew. Do a video.
You know?
Welcome to Atlanta. Taylor Swift.
Wow.
Yeah.
Would that be incredible?
Her and Ryan Cameron. Sam and Greg Sports Radio. No, boy, better still. Larry Tisley. You'd be more comfortable with Larry, right? He had that soothing voice. We were going to talk about the just the events of last week and the conversation swirling around what many have been calling the greatest day in professional sports history, what Ohtani did. I always like to let the dust settle when it comes to something like this, positive or negative. Let the emotion sort of run out for a little bit and then think about that. And so I was looking at comparing it to other things. You came at it from a different standpoint. So I'll just tell you this. Two things came to mind. One is, I can't remember a person who got a big contract, right? You got that contract that made your mouth open. And then shortly thereafter, you felt like this person fulfilled that contract. There's only been two people who made my mouth open by their contract and then went, all right, this here, he's earned it. One was Patrick Mahomes, and this is the other guy.
Yeah.
It's hard to wrap your mind around earning a $700 million contract, but given where salaries are and where this sport is and what teams make, yeah. And in the 1 year he's been with L.A., doing it in the second biggest city in the country, continued what he did with the Angels. And is there anybody putting people in seats more than him in the sport? Around the country, on the road.
Oh, it doesn't matter right now.
Judge, maybe, but he's probably second. I'm trying to think. Last year, it was our boy, Ronald Acuna, was doing it.
Yep.
And it's hard to believe that somebody makes you have to go, oh, yeah, somebody last year hit 41 and 70. It's
setting
the record.
Right. But when you have a day like that, I mean, you know, 6 for 6 and just,
And doing it this time of the year and getting to the milestones that he got to. This is not something he did in April.
Yeah.
You see these crazy games in April where somebody has this, you know, 4-home-run game and does and then you never hear from him again.
Right. No.
He's been doing this all season. And for him to cross the finish line with the day he had.
But my thing is
now that's how I came at it.
My thing is like, what does this do going forward? And how does he impact the influence? And we talked about who the most influential players are in different sports. We talk about Steph Curry and why we value Trae Young here in Atlanta and why Caitlin Clark has brought what she brought to the WNBA because of that shot. We look at Patrick Mahomes, who we're going to watch tonight, and we think that Caleb Williams has some of those things. That's what helped to get him the Heisman Trophy and be the number one overall pick with the Bears, you know, and see if he's going to be able to replicate that. So my thing is this, what Shohei Ohtani is doing encourages the future of baseball to do. Because, you know, the baseball factory out here in East Cobb, they've been taking bats out of kids' hands if they got the inclination to pitch. Just pitch. Don't worry about hitting, you know. And you think about other guys who came along years who may could have done some of this. Tim Hudson. Tim Hudson was a beast at the plate down at Auburn.
Well, John Smoltz.
You know, but I'm talking about in college, Hudson You know what I mean? He's one of those type of guys you think about that maybe could have done it. Yeah, we had some Braves pitchers
Hampton was another good dude like that.
Hampton was good.
Wagner.
You go back with some of them. But I'm just saying now, you know, do parents, you got a kid that's great at both, do you say, hey, you know, don't take this bat out of my kid's hand. We want to try to do this because we're seeing it, and are we going to get that kind of influence? And we talk with Eric, who's on the other side of the glass, who is an umpire and works a lot of games. He's saying, are we seeing that trend? And that's what I'm wondering, if people are going to want to keep the bat in their kids' hands, even if they're showing that their best position is a pitcher.
I don't know that I agree or think that that's going to become a thing, even though, you know, it may or may not. We don't know. But we're leaving one of the conversations that we have been having for a decade, and we've had professional athletes come out here, and I just mentioned Smoltz. He's been one of them who talk about parents should let their kids play multiple sports. But what we have seen over X amount of years is that parent focusing on one sport for that kid. And I can understand why, because it costs all this kind of crazy amount of money keeping them on a travel team. So to do it for basketball, for doing, you know, the girls that want to cheer and then also play soccer.
Oh, now they want to play flag football.
Then they want to play flag football. You know,
right.
All this costs
because
money.
Because there's scholarships coming with that.
All this is costing these parents money. So they just stopped and we've been talking about this. One sport. Kids playing one sport coming up because they're putting all their eggs in one basket to get this kid to the pros.
But one position here with baseball, if you talk with Marvin Freeman, you know, who's working with a lot of kids, he and Marquise Grissom work with a lot of kids, he will tell you that the best pitcher he ever worked with is playing center field for the Braves.
When you play baseball coming up,
you know,
the best kid always pitched. The best kid on your team coming up. Now, when you got to high school, it started to change. But when you were from – once you got away from T-ball and you played at those different levels coming up, the best kid, the best athlete on your team usually pitched. And when he didn't pitch, he played shortstop or, like you said, center field. Up the middle.
That's what happened with a lot of kids, especially if you had some speed and whatnot. It took you off the pitcher's mound and you went to the play center field, play outfield. That's what happened. That's basically what Marvin Freeman – saying to me is this, yeah, you like how he plays in the field. You should have seen him pitch.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So, I mean, that's the other part of it. But the thing of it is, with a guy like Ohtani, we haven't seen him in that capacity now with the Dodgers. Next year, where do you pitch him? You going to start him? I mean, how are you going to pitch him?
Listen, that's a good problem to have.
Because if you do, do you take the bat out of his hand?
No, you take him off the bases. He won't run as much. That's why I believe we saw what we saw this year, because he didn't pitch. He had the energy to run, and it wasn't affecting, you know, arms or shoulders or whatever was rehabbing. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
But I there's no way in the world the dude is going to come back, lead the league in ERA, hit the home runs, and steal bases.
Yeah.
And if he does that, I'm done. I'm dead. Yeah, he can tell everybody that you know what, right there on the backside. If he can do that. But I think that one will replace the other.
Okay.
And I'm thoroughly enjoying what I'm seeing right now. Listen, the last time we saw a major pivot like this where somebody had to do this, we saw it here locally. John Smoltz went from one of the top starting pitchers to one of the best, you know, the best relief pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm really, really interested to see what happens next with this dude. But again, we're going to talk more about the effect and some of the other sports, what he has done has affected, and some of the all-time great professional seasons. That is all coming up. We're heading into the 7 o'clock hour. Got Megan L. Hall. She will join us as we get ready for the WNBA playoffs. Got a special HBCU deep dive. Got Eric on the other side of the glass. But as always, 7 o'clock when me and Sam are together, that means we let you know what's going on locally. That's up next. Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.